This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, June 7, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First today, according to the Boston Herald, the prominent Boston minister charged last week with soliciting a prostitute pleaded for his flock's forgiveness from the pulpit on Sunday, where he also apologized to his wife. Quote, "I ask for God's forgiveness." A. Livingstone Foxworth, the senior pastor at Grace Church of All Nations in Dorchester, told parishioners at the end of a three-hour service, "I beg for your forgiveness." Foxworth and nine other men were arrested last week during a prostitution sting. Detectives from the Boston Police Department's Human Trafficking Unit conducted an undercover online investigation into illegal sexual services being offered for a fee. Second today, according to the Baptist Press, a new book co-edited by two African-American faculty members at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary aims to equip Southern Baptists for healing racial wounds in the denomination, which was founded in 1845 in a split from Northern Baptists so slaveholding families could serve on the mission field. Removing the Stain of Racism from the Southern Baptist Convention, co-edited by Jarvis J. Williams and Kevin M. Jones Sr. and released by BNH Academic on June 1st, features contributions from a dozen black SBC leaders and three white SBC leaders. Third today, according to Reuters, suicide bombers and gunmen attacked Iran's parliament and the mausoleum of Ayatollah Khomeini in Tehran on Wednesday morning, killing at least 12 people in a twin assault at the heart of the Islamic Republic. Islamic State claimed responsibility and released a video purporting to show gunmen inside the parliament building and one body apparently dead on the floor. The rare attacks were the first claimed by the hardline Sunni Muslim militant group inside the tightly controlled Shiite Muslim country. Islamic State has regularly threatened Iran, one of the powers leading the fight against the militants' forces in neighboring Iraq and Syria. Fourth today, according to the New York Times, police officers are significantly less respectful and consistently ruder toward black motorists during routine traffic stops than they are toward white drivers. A paper released this week found the paper published Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences detailed the ways in which footage from body cameras worn by members of the Oakland Police Department in California helped illuminate the disparity in treatment. The report was written by a group of researchers in the psychology, linguistics, and computer science departments at Stanford University, including Jennifer Eberhardt, a psychology professor. She said in an interview on Tuesday that it was unlikely the results were unique to Oakland and that she would expect similar imbalances to show up throughout the United States. Fifth today, according to WFAA, at least four people were killed and nine injured in a horrific crash Tuesday afternoon on State Highway 121 in Collin County. Authorities confirmed five vehicles were involved in the crash at State Highway 121 near County Road 528, just outside of Anna, Texas. Troopers were called to the scene shortly after 4 p.m. According to Texas Highway Patrol, four people were pronounced dead at the scene. Nine people were sent to the hospital with varying degrees of injuries. All of those injured were sent either to Medical City McKinney or Medical City Plano. Officials closed down the road as they continue to investigate the crash scene. Sixth today, according to McClatchy, D.C., the White House was bracing for another chaotic week in Washington, awaiting potentially explosive public testimony from the ex-FBI director Donald Trump, who fired last month. But nearly 400 miles away, his daughter-in-law was home in North Carolina, painting a rosy picture of the president's re-election prospects. Quote, "The Trump campaign is still active, and I'm proud to be part of it. We work every day alongside the RNC, and we are like this," said Laura Trump, clasping her hands to demonstrate closeness with the Republican National Committee, as she addressed GOP activists in the coastal town on Saturday. Laura went on to say, "We're making sure we have an incredibly strong party, that we're gearing up for 2018, and that we're geared up for 2020. Finally today, according to the Daily Herald, citing the right of religious organizations to control internal affairs, a federal judge has sided with the Archdiocese of Chicago and an Inverness parish in a lawsuit filed by a former music director, who claimed he was improperly fired after publicly announcing his engagement to a man in 2014. U.S. District Judge Charles P. Kokoris granted a motion for summary judgment in the case that was sought by the Archdiocese and Holy Family Catholic Community. Kokoris addressed the material facts in the case and found in favor of the Church and Archdiocese before a trial. Carrie Lavelle, an attorney for the ex-music director Colin Collette, did not return messages seeking comment on Tuesday. Archdiocese spokeswoman Colleen Tooney Ryan also could not be reached. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. 1 John 5:11 says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Brother Lawrence said, "The greater perfection a soul aspires after, the more dependent it is upon divine grace." God loves you, he always has and always will. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.